Ms. Trujillo?
May it please the court, I'm Doreen Trujillo, and I'm representing the party boss in this appeal of a board decision in an interference involving application-to-application interference. This interference was not provoked by either party. This interference was instituted by the board. What the board has done in this interference is allowed Kabili to both have its cake and eat it too. Kabili cannot have it both ways. Kabili cannot argue that Dr. Wetzel is an inventor of the invention of the count, but also argue that his contribution is irrelevant to a determination of conception. And that's what has been argued here. Dr. Wetzel testified that his contribution to the invention was the reconstitution of antibody. Now let me step back a bit. The invention in this instance is a chimeric antibody produced by recombinant means. And so once you produce the antibody, you have to be able to reconstitute it in order to have binding activity. So Dr. Wetzel testified, and Kabili does not disagree, that his contribution to the invention was the reconstitution of the antibody. Boss's position is that that February 25th, 1983 draft does not disclose or describe Dr. Wetzel's contribution to the invention. At most, that February 25th draft describes what could be classified as a general goal or a research plan. When you look at it, which is on page 858...
I think Kabili's going to tell us that they can alternatively see their conception on March 24th, right?
Right, and Boss disagrees with that because conception, as the court is aware, is a definite and permanent idea of the complete and operative invention.
But we've got the board finding that as of March 24th, Wetzel and all the inventors had finished developing.
But the board finding didn't take into consideration that as of that date, the board actually looked backwards from the March 25th draft. And when you read the board's decision, they looked backwards. Whereas with conception, you need to look forward. The board looked at the March 25th draft and said, okay, there's a discussion in the draft of specifically how to do this, and we find this.
As long as the board found that complete and definite presentation of the entire workable invention before March 25th, you lose, don't you? And given diligence, we can talk about
right,
that separately.
But we, as I said, the board didn't take into consideration the evidence on that date. We disagree
what
that
date?
There was
I'm sorry.
March 24th. When you look at the laboratory notebook page, the board didn't take into consideration that there were different different experiments run, different conditions run, and it's page A7699 of the record, and it's on page 10 of our brief. It wasn't a definite idea at that point.
Your argument rests on our evaluating the lab notebooks and making a determination that says that the board clearly erred or
right
in its reading and analysis
of the evidence
of the lab notebooks.
Right. In this case, Kabili had the burden. Kabili was the junior party. So as the junior party, Kabili had the burden to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that they had conceived of the invention before March 25th. So if they don't have evidence that they conceived of the invention before March 25th, they lose. Now, when you look at the notebook page on March 24th, yes, you can look and find the exact conditions that are described in the specification, but you also see different conditions and conditions that are better, that got better results. So Boss's position is, and now, again, we weren't the ones with the burden, so Kabili came in with their evidence first. We questioned whether there was conception, and we made these arguments that when you look at that notebook page, there isn't a definite and permanent idea of how to reconstitute the antibody. There is additional
Dr.
research
Botchin,
plans.
Genentech's expert testifies that a person of ordinary skill in the art with the February 25th disclosure would be able to reproduce the invention.
And that's our position, that it's an end run around Dr. Wetzel's contribution. I understand the difficulty with...
Why is it an end run? I don't quite understand that.
Because Dr. Wetzel, if he is in fact an inventor, has to have contributed to the conception of the invention. And our position is the discussion in that February 25th draft does not represent what his contribution is. So the fact that their expert says that one could follow that draft and make the invention does not address the question of whether that draft represents Dr. Wetzel's contribution
to
the invention.
Dr. Wetzel testified that his reconstitution appears in section D1 of that February 25th.
He testified
draft.
That describes his work, but he had no knowledge of that. He had no knowledge of contributing that. And when you look at what that describes...
But the point is that there seems to be adequate evidence to support what the board is giving us. So we don't get to judge this evidence independent.
Right.
We only get to see if there's a lack of evidence for what the board has done. And at each step, the board has shown us that there is record evidence supporting their result. Is there some problem with that?
Well, as I said, we disagree that that draft shows his contribution.
What would you say is the... He testifies himself that it's in there. It's in section D1. What's wrong with that?
It's not a definite and permanent idea of his reconstitution. It's just a general research goal. When you read it, it talks about reconstituting, and they say this, and that portion of the draft says, this is done by providing mild denaturing, renaturing conditions so as to permit such assembly. Typically, extraction in about 5 to 9 molar urea, doesn't tell you an exact amount, doesn't tell you the time, doesn't tell you the temperature, in the presence of reducing agent followed by dialysis into dilute buffer, in the presence of air, provides these conditions. Typically, that's our position. If Kabili is raising Dr. Wetzel to the level of an inventor, he must have contributed to the conception of the invention, then it must be relevant to conception what he determined how to reconstitute these antibodies. Now, when you look at the March 25th draft, the detail is much greater, and that's on A5923 to 5924 of the evidence. Now you're talking about they took the cell lysate, added 500 milligrams of urea, not a range of 5 to 9 molar.
Well, that supports the alternative conception date, which is still before you.
Pardon?
That's
the March 25th. That's not before us. That's the draft.
Well, but the March 24th. Prior to March 25th, Dr. Wetzel had recorded all this. So they say at least by the 24th, it was all in place.
Right. And Boss's response to that is by the 24th, he had done this, but he had also done other experiments. So it didn't become definite until a decision was made that those were the conditions that they're to be used. The experiment was completed on the 24th. The draft was completed on the 25th. At most, there's a 50-50 likelihood that that decision was made on the 24th. But until that decision was made, which conditions were to go into the application, Boss's position
is... The board found that it was no later than the 24th. So that's what we have to accept.
Well, the board...
Unless you can show us something in the record that renders that completely...
There was nothing in the record to support that. The board found that basically in saying, when you read the board's decision, the board says, well, they did those experiments, and this experiment found its way into the draft application, so therefore we find that there was conception. The board didn't make a decision when it found it. It just looked back from the draft application and said, look, we find that this experiment was done. And
no later than March 24th, it was all there.
The experiment was done. But as again, Boss's position is that the board, and we weren't the ones with the burden on this. The burden was on Kabili. And that's where I think the difficulty has been with the board throughout, because even when we had our oral argument with the board didn't look at the evidence going forward. The board looked at the evidence going backwards, and that's what Boss's contention is. But even if, as the board alternatively said, you find that the February 25th draft is a complete conception, It is Voss's position that reasonable diligence wasn't shown from immediately prior to Voss's entry, March 25th, until Cabilly's filing date. And there were two arguments that Voss made regarding this. The first was that diligence normally
We've got this figure four timeline of their diligence. Where is the gap? You've got two weekends, and you've got several events happening each week before those weekends and leading up to the filing of the application on April 8th. Are you aware of what I'm talking about?
Okay.
The figure four timeline that's in their red brief.
Right, I'm looking at figure three. Let me get. Okay. Okay, that timeline, right. They're starting up with the Dr. Wetzel's reconstitution of antibodies. So we're focusing on before, right.
Well, so that starts them before.
Right.
They've got to have diligence from that point until their filing date. And we see all sorts of flags here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 flags in 2 weeks.
And we're not focusing on that half. As we focused on that in the at the board below, we're not looking at the diligence from March 25th to April 8th. Our argument is whether diligence has been shown before March 25th. And our argument is that those reconstitution experiments, again, this invention is chimeric antibodies. And Cabilly has conceded that they didn't actually reduce chimeric antibodies to practice before filing. So all the diligence that is being shown relates to non-chimeric antibodies. So again, we're saying that now Cabilly is getting a twofer because they're saying that the reconstitution experiments, which are not related to chimeric antibodies at all, represent a diligent reduction to practice, a constructive reduction to practice. And Voss's argument was that no, it's not directly related to the invention of the count. The board did not address that argument. Voss also argued that if you look at it and you accept that the February 25th draft is a complete conception and you accept what, as Cabilly admitted, that on the 24th, Dr. Wetzel said, oh, we've reconstituted antibody, then you shouldn't look at any of his experiments thereafter because now you're in the position like Neighbor versus Creechy where you're giving him a giving them a reservoir. He reduced it to practice, but now he's fiddling around with conditions and you're giving them diligence based on something that's not relevant to the invention of the count.
The first thing I see in the record from either party is Dr. Heinecker's February public presentation. Did that spur you to activity as well?
I'm sorry?
Did you build a little on Dr. Heinecker's work as well?
Boss?
Yes.
Your Honor, there was...
That's the first thing I saw in the record.
Yeah, right. There were arguments in the prior interference. As you know, there was a prior interference. And there were investigations of who derived from who. So, no, definitely Boss was not spurred on by Heinecker.
Okay, fine. You want to save the rest of your time?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And we'll hear from Ms. Addy. You may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, Your Honors. You should affirm because the board found, based on overwhelming evidence, proving Cabilly's priority. That evidence includes draft patent applications, inventor testimony showing their specific solution to the problem, non-inventor corroborating testimony, unrefuted expert testimony and declarations, lab notebooks evidencing conception, and claim charts identifying each limitation in the count.
But the other side is right, are they not, that if we start with the March 25th date and we work our way backwards and we don't necessarily adopt everything the board concluded with respect to the lab notebooks, then it is a toss-up, is it not, as to whether or not what we see on March 25th was as of that morning or as of the day before, right?
We disagree, Your Honor. First of all, the March 25th draft corroborates an earlier conception. There's ample evidence in the record that Boss conceived by February 25th And that evidence remains unrefuted. There's the Botchin testimony. That's our expert. There's our inventor testimony. So February 25th is a conception date. There's the alternate conception date of March 24th.
Well, let's stick to the alternate conception date.
There's the alternate conception date of March 24th. And in this priority contest under 102G, the board was resolving whether Boss was entitled to priority. And it looked at what happened right before Boss's constructive reduction to practice, and it saw this activity. But that's not the only activity. That's the activity that was concluded on March 24th. If you look in the record, there was activity ongoing throughout February and March showing conception. For example, in March 21st, there was notebook entry saying, best reconstitution yet. And that's at 7191 of the record. And then in March 24th, when they used that data that ends up in the March 25th application, the inventors said, repeat experiment from page 78, that's the March 21st experiment, exactly. So they knew what they had. And the board looked at this evidence and found that to be your review is not to reassess the evidence, but only under the substantial evidence standard, Your Honor. And under substantial evidence, that's only such evidence as a reasonable mind might accept as adequate. Here, there is no evidence to support any other conclusion. Your Honor, this case is not about the science. The science is admitted. This case is simply about the timing of conception, and there's no evidence in the record of that Kabili did not conceive. All that's there is recasting, and it's not of attorney argument.
What about Dr. Wetzel's contribution? He's listed, there's no dispute here that it's claim 110.
Yes.
And he's an inventor in that particular claim. So, I mean, what do you make of the other side's arguments? And certainly one of them, which is that he failed to, his contribution was not identified in the March 25th draft.
Well, it's interesting that they make that argument, Your Honor, because later on in the brief, they specify his contribution. They specify that he knew what he had as of the February 25th draft, specifically on the blue brief at 6, 17, and 22. Boss sets out that Dr. Wetzel knew the specifics of reconstitution by the February 25th draft. And I quote, the evidence provided shows that by February 24, 1983, Wetzel had completed at least one reconstitution experiment on recombinant material. And they cite to the lab notebook at 2736 of the record. That's in her brief at B22.
But isn't his testimony with respect to the March 25th draft that he couldn't identify anything or remember or recognize anything that he had invented?
I believe, Your Honor, that's with respect to the February 25th draft. But that does not mean that he didn't testify that he couldn't remember what he invented. He testified that he didn't specifically remember what that he contributed to that draft. But he also testified that his contribution was in that draft, and he specifically pointed out where it was and that it was at D1 on reconstitution, and that was read into the record in the deposition testimony. Again,
and that's coming decades later, isn't it?
Exactly. And the board considered all of this, and the board recognized that this is not a case that turns only on oral testimony of the inventor. Rather, the inventor testimony corroborated the immense amount of documented testimony. I mean, documented evidence.
Ms. Trujillo mentioned that there had been investigations of derivation. What happened in those?
Your Honor, that's not part of this record.
I understand that. I want to know what happened.
I'm not familiar with that part of the record.
All right.
I would like to address diligence as she brought it up. There is so much evidence of diligence that the board found it beyond a reasonable doubt. And here, in the briefing, Boss barely disputes diligence. Not only do we have the diligence timeline you pointed out at a 20 page 21 facing, but we also have other fact evidence that shows in our timeline on page 10. So, Your Honors, if there are no more questions, on this record and under the substantial review standard, Kabili, on this record of Kabili's unrebutted and corroborated evidence, you should affirm.
Thank you, Ms. Addy. Ms. Thank Trujillo, you have still remaining a minute and a half, a little more.
I just wanted to address a few things. It was brought out what Boss argued on page 22, stating that the evidence provided shows that by February 24th, Wetzel had completed at least one reconstitution experiment, but the specifics of that experiment were different than what was eventually found its way into the March 25th draft. The conditions are very different. So Boss was arguing that, you know, if you take a look at that, that's very different than what came into the March 25th draft. And Dr. Wetzel had testified that he really didn't recall providing information on either draft, on either the March 25th draft or the February 25th draft. So it's Boss's contention that somebody made that decision. Dr. Wetzel couldn't remember, and I appreciate this was many years ago, but he couldn't say, yes, definitively, I had confirmed that and said this is the way to go. And when you look at the notebook page, yes, it may have said repeat the experiment exactly, but it doesn't say, you know, this is the way to go. They tried all different conditions, and they still, nothing was shown to say this is the way to go. And unless you have further questions.
Thank you, Ms. Trujillo.
Thank you.
Our next case is